Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Brian enjoying some quality time with the fam. Me and Toby are hanging out in Ashburn, Virginia. Tobo, as we get going, apparently more people are listening. We're up to like 9.
Yeah, credit to the people out doing stuff today. Returning gifts, whatever you're doing. Thanks for listening.
C-Dub1906, listening on the Odyssey app down in Raleigh, North Carolina. Landfill, you want to guess how my guy C-Dub spelled Odyssey?
With an O?
Yeah, like Homer. like the Odyssey. C-Dub, I appreciate you, brother. A-U-D-A-C-Y. I don't know how you could have the app on your phone. Although maybe that was like a weird autocorrect. I'd give you benefit of the doubt. Tailgate Ted's watching the show on YouTube in Florida. Tailgate Ted's in Florida? The hell are we doing wrong?
No kidding.
Freezing our butts off in a trailer in Ashburn.
Our guy Commandante Tequila is out in California.
That's home for him. I think he's an East L.A. guy.
Okay.
Ryan Ricks, returned to RFK, Carl Grebe, Noble Martin. Appreciate all you guys. So we've made it to 13, perhaps.
Yeah.
Do Landfill Jeff and White Brian count as listening?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If 16. Jeff says so, yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Jeff rules with an iron fist. Kerwin's listening because the walls are paper thin. So.
We're racking them up.
Yeah, we're there. Tay Bugs, we are definitely here watching on YouTube. Appreciate you, Tay. Who checked in first this morning? Ooh, we got a new person, a new winner for first check-in. Tech Mark B. He's new to me. White Brian, you're now in charge of the YouTube. Is Tech Mark B new to you?
Yeah.
Okay. White Brian, you and I are still in the getting to know each other period of things. Your job is about the YouTube, right?
Yeah, that's one of the things. YouTube, stream, and then getting actual clips onto YouTube.
Okay, I appreciate that. Is there any way you could be in charge of keeping track of who wins the first check-in each morning for the program?
Yeah, I can make a spreadsheet.
Hell yeah. You know that I do not.
Spreadsheets.
I mean, I don't really know how to make spreadsheets.
Come on, JP. That's rudimentary.
Bro, so my sister-in-law is an accountant, and last night I don't.
And you don't know how to you don't know how to make spreadsheets?
I don't know how this came up. If you put Excel on my computer, I couldn't do a single thing.
Really?
Like, it might as well be written in German. Like, I would just have.
I know very basic stuff. Very basic stuff.
If I may, Toby, Landfill, does this surprise you at all that I don't know how to make spreadsheets?
No.
Yeah. That's a 0 out of 10 surprise. All right, more people are checking in. Travis Wigfall, Los in Severna Park, Tyrone. Tyrone's Twitter handle is Take That, Take That.
Okay.
I like that. All right, Toby, we have plenty to discuss. Looking to Sunday's game. Sunday's game is all that matters, man. Like, I want to be very serious. It is a Thursday. I'm trying to remain in the holiday spirit, but the Beltway kind of sucks the holiday spirit right out of a person. I think anybody that calls in that wants to talk about benching people for the Cowboy game, please go drive in circles on the GW Parkway. Like, I'm so dumb. All eyes on Atlanta. That's all that matters.
Exactly right. I don't even understand where the idea of benching people for the Cowboys game came from, right? Like, worry about that when the time comes. There's still something to play for. We were just talking about this walking in today. If they win, they're still on pace with Green Bay, and there's still a chance, like, if they were to finish with the same record, they would pass Green Bay because they have a better conference record. So there's still going to be stuff to play for. Because they're going to, I would assume in week 18 they'll play at the same time as the Packers. So it's not like you'll know, you know, the Packers won, so you don't have anything to play for, even if they were to win on Sunday. But why the heck are you thinking, like, how much does Jaden need to play and this and that? Worry about that when the time comes, if it comes. I don't think it is going to come. Just enjoy the ride that you're on right now and don't get ahead of yourself. I know it's nice that you're 10-5, but let's be realistic here for a second, right? Like, you also don't want them. There's also something to be said, JP, that this team has come out of an extended bye, or, you know, a 10-day break right out of the Thursday game. They didn't look great. They came out of their bye week, and they also didn't look great. So you want to bench players and have them sit out to give themselves another bye going into a playoff game? I'm good.
We're not going to maintain it. That's where we're at. We're going to focus on Atlanta. It should be – if you're listening to our show, odds are you root for the burgundy and gold, or you have some weird – twisted thing where you hate them and listen to us. I don't really know, right? But if you're listening, it's all eyes on Atlanta. And everything else is just buffering. Everything else is just noise that you need to ignore. Specific to Atlanta, this weekend, Sunday night, if that joint's not sold out, then we're doing it wrong. Yeah. It should be sold out. It should be all burgundy and gold. It should be a wild, loud crowd. Which, frankly, is what I expect. Let me be clear. I'm not questioning that that will happen. I think the crowds at the bank have been dope all year. But the injury report's not great.
No. Well, and how much of this, I mean, you've been covering this team. They didn't practice yesterday. It's a walkthrough. They didn't even practice at all yesterday.
So they practiced Tuesday. I think yesterday they were closed, but they have to provide an estimation. That's how the NFL rules work. They have to provide an estimated injury report.
I don't know how listing so many people as DNPs would be gamesmanship, but is that something that you buy?
I'm going to decipher it for you. The Ertz, Farrell. They literally called it non-injury rest. So their DNP, I wouldn't worry about. Yeah. Like, there are people on this list that we have seen enough from that I'm not concerned. And then there's people on this list that maybe didn't finish a game or didn't play or whatever that I think is worth taking note of. De'Ami Brown, what do I always say? Is a speed guy with a soft tissue thing.
Yes.
That you got to pay attention to. De'Ami got a DNP Wednesday with a hamstring. Hammies, receivers. You don't like to hear those two words in the same sentence.
When did he go out in that game? Because he seemed to miss a decent part of the second half of that game. He was playing well before that.
But didn't he come back in, though?
But he missed like the entire fourth quarter, it feels like, right?
Yeah.
Like he missed some significant time in that game.
I know they told us when we got in the locker room there were a couple players that didn't finish with injury, and therefore we weren't allowed to talk to them. I know Andrew Wiley was one of them.
Okay.
Andrew Wiley, DNP with the groin. That is a real thing at this point. He had to come out of the game. But to me, Cornelius Lucas is basically just like a sixth starter.
Yeah.
And I think you can go to Big Luke there, and I don't think it's much of a fall off. I think Big Luke might be better in the run game, frankly.
I'm glad they at least started doing that, because before when they went to Trent Scott
yeah.
It was a downgrade. Now at least going with Lucas, it's kind of a wash.
So De'Ami, real concern. Wiley, real concern, but not – like, De'Ami's a bigger concern because they're so thin at wideout.
Yeah.
You've already lost Noah Brown. You're just so thin at the position. I thought De'Ami looked pretty good last week. He got loose deep early on in that thing. Ertz and Farrell, that's just veteran rest. McGee, I think he came out of the game. I don't think that's a tremendous loss, but you don't want to have him. Terry McLaurin on here with an ankle for a DNP. In my mind, in my estimation, I saw him after the game walking around fine. That's a veteran thing. It doesn't mean his ankle doesn't hurt like hell, but the way Terry is, the type of dude he is, the type of seasons he's put together, and the type of season he's having this year, there's no chance he's not playing Sunday night.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to play. It'll be interesting to see what he gets out there today, if it's limited or if he's right back out there today. I think that's going to be the key, is to keeping an eye on the stuff for today, because they're actually going to practice today.
Right. John Allen, full participant, still with the pec.
How much do you think, if he comes back, presumably, maybe not even this Sunday, but let's just say he's coming back at any point, whether it's Week 18 or the playoff game, is he someone that's just going to be in a rotational package where he comes in and plays 15 plays, or is he going to get almost a full workload?
That's an interesting question. I think the earlier question is, how do they make the roster spot? And I think he's a really great, funny guy. But I think if I was Phil Mathis, I'd be a little concerned about my roster spot when John comes back. I think maybe early on you kind of bring him along, not necessarily slowly, but you let him work his way back, because he's not going to be in football shape.
No. I mean, they kind of rotate through guys anyways, so it's not like...
D-lines always do. Yeah. Like every D-line around the country.
But they've also had some dudes step up, like... Sheldon Day, I thought, has been really, really good recently. So
Newton's been good.
Yeah, so I think it's just, you put him back in that rotation. I'm just curious how much of an impact he's going to be able to make in whatever amount of snaps he gets out there.
I mean, even, especially if you're talking about the interior guys, right now, the Daron Payne leads them in snap count, and it's at 68%. Yeah. Like, no matter who it is, there's going to be some level of rotation. Johnny Newton's at about 48%. Your guy Sheldon Day, who's come on pretty strong of late, is playing about like 24% of snaps. So this is going to evolve. But I think you get Allen back out there eventually as much as you can. Not necessarily this week. I do think you get Allen back this week. A big concern here, though, I'd probably put it at the top of the list till we learn a little bit more. Marshawn Lattimore.
It has to be.
Dude, I mean, he had to come out of the game. BSJ immediately got a penalty. You traded for Lattimore because of his – he's a really good corner. And even when he got those PIs, some of those were junk. The second one I thought was really weak.
So I go back to this. You have the ability – so I covered the Milwaukee Bucks for their championship run. I know this is going to seem like it has nothing to do with it, but it does. They traded for P.J. Tucker. And P.J. Tucker in the playoff series against the Brooklyn Nets was stuck on KD. And KD still went for like 40 a night, but they didn't have to change anything. They just left P.J. Tucker on Kevin Durant. It seems like even though A.J. Brown was able to get some of his, they didn't have to switch anything up.
Right.
They didn't have to roll coverages. They just said, we're going to leave Lattimore over there, and sometimes he's going to get beat, sometimes he's not. He's going to go make his plays, but it allowed them to do everything else and not worry about A.J. Brown. So I think when he was out and now you're having to figure out moving coverages and doing this and that, it really hurt the defense. So they need this guy back, because, frankly, you don't make a trade in season. I know people are looking ahead to next year and the year after thinking he's here for the next 2 years, which is true, but you don't make a trade in season for a guy not to be a part of your team for the rest of the season.
Totally agree, man. I totally agree. And I think it's I think that's pretty well said there. And with Lattimore, his level of play is significantly higher. Sam still could get there, I think. But A.J. Brown didn't kill you in that game. He had some catches.
No.
The league is designed for the offense to have the advantages. Like, you know in tennis why they call it a break point? Because the guy serving is supposed to win. Like, well, the offense is supposed to win.
And even if A.J. Brown had his...
We got a break. Holy moly, Toby.
Devontae
Look at
Smith
the clock
wasn't
every
crazy.
Once in a while. Barry Sirulewski at 11.